Direct twice-a-week service between Las Vegas and Prince George could be in the cards. Addressing City Council on Monday evening, Prince George Airport Authority CEO Gordon Duke said that, in terms of asks, Las Vegas is the second most requested destination among local travelers, behind only Puerto Vallarta. The airport's marketing and service development manager, Chrissy Block, is working aggressively to make the possibility a reality, he said. If it comes to fruition, Duke said it will have to be twice a week, in part, because a week in Vegas is too hard. The destination is also not as affordable as it once was, Duke said. That's the tough sell you have, it has to be twice a week, Duke said as he fielded questions from council members following an update on the airport's activities. Duke also predicted the success of the service to Puerto Vallarta as well as the one to Calgary will perk up interest in a transcontinental flight and noted newer company Porter Airlines has agreed to take delivery of 42 jets over the next 3 years. And we're in line, Duke said. They do believe it's a viable market. He also noted Porter is investing in a new terminal at an airport just outside Montreal. Their strategy is interesting, that's for sure, Duke said. He also said the PGAA is working with an Okanagan-based school to bring pilot training to Prince George. He said making such schools eligible for student loans is the biggest barrier to entry, because the cost of getting a commercial license is probably close to $100,000.